Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk, the Tigers atop the college baseball world again. Congratulations to Coach Jay Johnson and the LSU baseball team. Swept Coastal Carolina, bringing home a College World Series title to Baton Rouge. That's number 8 for the Tigers. And we heard it all right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And yeah, this might be a little bit of biasness, but, you know, we previous texter was talking about the national broadcast was favoring Coastal Carolina. While I didn't feel that was the case, I sure liked listening to, you know, our guy, Chris Blair, making the call here in the Tigers in Omaha. I don't know if it's also just being a radio guy that I just prefer hearing the radio call of things.
I think it's because I had this exact feeling Saturday when I was home and I was sitting at my desk and I had ESPN up and I was watching it. And I was like, I'm just going to pull up the Odyssey app because it's that excitement when I mean, you heard the Arkansas calls,
right?
When both of those kind of blunders happened and Tigers suddenly were, you know, they had a shot. You can hear like it. You said it. You can kind of hear the bias. You can hear like he's a fan. Like he is like, oh my God, we're going to do this kind of deal. And it's not like the same call happens on ESPN and you're like, wow, how could that happen? And it's like surprise. But there's like the best way I can describe it is the ESPN call for a play of that nature for the Arkansas game in particular. It's surprise. But for Blair, it's surprise and hope. And I can like feel his like his.
You latch onto
it. I latch onto it. I mean, it's hard not to.
Yeah, for me too, I was upset that, or disappointed, I guess is the right word, that another one of guys that we love to have on here, part of the ESPN SEC Network family, Ben McDonald was not part of the finals, you know, the broadcast team at all.
He was too busy cheering on from the side. You know, he got to be down there with the guys to make sure they heard him.
Right.
So that, I'll give him a pass.
Yeah, I like hearing Ben in the booth a heck of a lot, so it was unfortunate that he wasn't on the call, though, but anyway, the LSU Tigers moving on, another national championship. Jay Johnson does something no other baseball coach has done before, winning 2 titles your first 4 years at a school. And to do it at LSU, just one of the blue bloods of college baseball. And I kind of joked with the Cajun Cannon, who was we were texting back and forth during the College World Series, and I said to A-Bear, I was like, you know what, Bobby? LSU is a baseball school, not a football school.
Right now, yes, 100%. I mean, what was one of the stats about like in the last like 18 months or so, we've won like, no, 64, that's what it was. In the last like 64 months, we've won
all the natties?
Like 5 or 10 natties, something like that.
Minus, well, there was one in 2019.
There was 2019 with football. There was like a track and field natty somewhere along the way.
Women's basketball.
Natty, women's basketball. LSU had 2 more. So that's like 6. 6 since 2019. 6 in 7 years. That's not bad.
You think there's a little extra push towards football coach Brian Kelly now? Like, hey, look at all the success we're having around the school. We going to make the playoffs this year, coach?
I think it's people getting caught up in the moment for the most part. I don't think it's going to be win a title or, you know, bust. But
the money that he's getting, you know, kind of prohibits LSU from just parting ways that easily.
It will absolutely be.
If you don't make the playoffs, maybe.
That's where I was going. It's going to be very interesting to see how things unfold if they don't make the playoffs. With how highly lauded this team is supposed to be this year.
Right.
It's going to be like, I can give you a pass, though right now, not many fans would, on not winning at all.
But you got to make the postseason.
You got to make the postseason. And I mean, there's an argument to be made that like hot seat or not, you could come in and like the 8 or 9 seed, get bounced immediately. And that's like, that's it. End of the Brian Kelly era over, you know.
Coach Kelly definitely got some work to do. Sees all that success around it. I'm sure it just motivates him even more. The Bayou Bengals, after the game, we heard from some of the players, Anthony Ianson, along with Chase Shores and Chris Stanfield. Here's what those national champion Tigers had to say after taking down Coastal Carolina.
Chase, what does it mean to you to be on the mound for the final out of the College World Series National Championship?
Yeah, it means everything. Being a part of that 23 team was special, but just to play a part in this run in Omaha was, you know, a dream come true, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I'm just super thankful to do it with great teammates like Chris and Anthony.
For Anthony and Chris, if you don't mind, just we'll start with Anthony. The idea that you guys were battle tested coming into this thing, right? And you've seen probably a little bit of everything. Obviously, the first inning in this one got off to a little wild, wacky start, but then you had to settle in and play ball for eight more innings, I guess. Just speak to the resilience and kind of the understanding that this thing was a long way from being over.
Yeah, like you said, we've been tested all year. I was just waiting for adversity to hit me in the game. Right when that happened, I knew that that's when I put my pedal to the metal and just push a little bit more, and just continue to fight for the team. And just I know that I got guys behind me that obviously, we just won this thing, so they're pretty good at baseball. But they just did their job behind me, so super grateful for that.
Yeah, I say, we've been tested all year. We've been through some ups and downs, and there's no one I would do it with besides this team. Like, it's been amazing. It starts at the top with Coach Johnson and the staff and just keeping us ready and prepared day in, day out. When we went down 1-0, like, that's really nothing for us, because we know the whole game's ahead of us and we got the best team.
Anthony, I assume when you made the decision to come to LSU that winning a national championship was a major reason behind that decision. Now that you're here, I mean, how does this compare to maybe what you dreamed it might feel like?
Yeah, I remember hugging my parents right now with the natty hat and shirt on. When I dreamed about this place, and even on my visit, just looking at all the history on the wall, this is what I dreamed of, literally throwing pitches, starting the game for the final game of the national championship. So just super grateful for Coach Johnson for giving me the opportunity, and thankful for God, obviously.
Chase, what were you thinking when you came in? You went to a tough situation there. They got close. Just how was your heart pounding? What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I was just trying to take it one pitch at a time. I just kept thinking about my teammates. Just really wanted to get the job done for them. And I feel like when you try to do something for your teammates, it kind of takes the pressure off of you. And, it just allows me to go in there and focus on the job.
For all three of you guys, what does Coach Johnson do to bring this group together and get you guys to this point, especially with so many new faces in the building this year?
Yeah, I'll start. He's the man. Like, I say that all the time, but, like, we come in and we know, what our jobs are, and he lays it out for us and makes it very, very easy to understand. So for us to just go out there and be ourselves and play our game, like, that's what LSU is.
For sure. I'm super thankful for Coach Johnson. I've really appreciated these past 3 years. And, like Chris said, he's the man. He outlines everything before every game and kind of just makes our job a lot easier because he says what's going to happen before the game, and we just got to go out there and execute.
It feels like a movie when he talks about the lineup before the game, talking about everybody's role, that how they can contribute to scoring runs on the offensive side. It's fun to watch, but nobody more prepared obviously than Coach Johnson. He puts in so much work that none of us see, just preparing the team and preparing the coaching staff to tackle any obstacle.
Chris, talk about that 2 RBI single giving you guys the lead. Kept the lead after that. Kind of just talk about that, your thought process going up to the plate.
Yeah, I went up there with a clear mind, and like Chase said earlier, I was just trying to do it for the guys. It was 1-1 at the time, and I knew if I came through, it'd put us on top. And it was really just getting a good pitch and putting a good swing on it, like, all year.
For Chase and Anthony, I think we can all agree Jay's the man, but how about Nate as well? The job that crew has done developing pitchers, right, and making this place a place that pitchers want to come pitch at. I guess you two can speak to different, avenues, but what have you seen in the development in both of your games and Cade's game, that really has established LSU as maybe the place to be for pitchers?
Coach Jesse's great. He holds us to a really high standard. He always says he's coaching us for the player he thinks we're going to be rather than the player we are right now. So, yeah, just, holding us to the higher standard just allows us to go out there and, just work really hard and do our job.
Yeah, just like Coach Johnson, he works day in and day out, so much time that nobody sees. Just helping the pitching staff find out who they are as pitchers, and I think that's the most important going forward, trying to figure out your identity as a pitcher, and he just does a really good job of being really transparent with everybody.
For Chris and Anthony, when you guys were in the transfer portal and Coach Johnson is giving his pitch to you guys, what did he pitch, and then how did he execute on that on that recruiting pitch?
Yeah, you know, in June we were on the phone and he told me, you know, do you want to come play for the best program in the country? And that was a no-brainer. So, but after that, you know, just really belief and communication's really been the biggest, you know, just coming here, knowing the main goal, playing at LSU, there were already seven of them, so why not get another?
Yeah, I just remember Coach Johnson calling me. I was still waiting to wake up from my dream. I didn't really believe it until I talked to him on the phone, but he would just text me every day, sending me pictures of the pinstripe jerseys. That's why I wore them, honestly. Just telling me Friday night, you know, Carvin dudes, 24, what number do you want? 24, it's yours. Just super persistent, and credit to him. He made it clear that this is the place to be.
Chase, Jace talked about the story a couple times, but you decommitted from a school before coming to LSU. What was sort of your thought process behind that decision? And then, again, how did he sort of execute the plan that Jay laid out for you up to today?
Yeah, pretty similar to Chris and Anthony. Coach Johnson just made me feel wanted. You know, he was really persistent in the way he was recruiting me. Same thing. What number do you want? Number 34. You know, just kind of executing and telling me everything that was going to happen in my freshman season, and it did happen. You know, we won a national championship, and I think once you get to campus, he keeps recruiting you because that's just the coach he is. He's a great coach, and you know, I'm really thankful I ended up coming to LSU.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That was LSU players Anthony Ianson, Chase Shores, and they take home a national title now. Can't wait to see that celebration Wednesday. Alec Box Stadium is going to probably be off the chain out there. The crowd at the box going to be so elated to see. I can just envision it now, that Intimidator billboard getting dropped, that new 2025 featured along with the rest of the years with the Tigers, and just so much more to come with Jay Johnson now running this program. We've mentioned two national titles in 4 years now with LSU. What lies ahead now for the great coach Jay Johnson moving forward? I think you just told me that Skip Bertman won three in 12 years.
Took him 13 I years. And so, and I think I could be wrong, but I believe that's the fastest a coach has won three titles with the same team. Not a lot of coaches win three titles at all, but the fastest for a coach to win three titles with the same team. Took him 13 years. Took him 8 to get his first as well. And so Jay's already got 2-4. He's got, you know, 8 years or so to kind of beat that, or 9 to tie it. I think he might be able to do it.
An A++ hire for the LSU program.
Oh my God.
It's hard not to love Jay Johnson. He might be my favorite coach in sports right now.
I think I mentioned forever ago that I was like, oh man, this, if things fall our way, this could be like our Saban. I 100% think so right now.
The Saban of baseball. I like it.
You'd have to be stupid to not argue that he won't have us in the running every single year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.